We're trackside at the Chicagoland Speedway, and right now I'm visiting with Donna Jeske. You might hear some noise in the background. That is the fact that we are here right now at the American Ethanol 225, the first time that American Ethanol has had a sponsorship of the Camping World Truck Series. So, Donna, first of all, tell me where you're from and what you do.
Well, I'm from about 35 miles west of here, and my husband and I farm. We raise corn and soybeans, and some of that corn has been used to make ethanol that's powering some of the vehicles at the race this weekend.
So I imagine you're kind of involved with the Illinois Corn Growers?
Yes, I've served on the Illinois Corn Marketing Board for the past 10 years. So actually, this month, I tenure off.
Wow, so kind of like a going away party here, maybe.
Exactly. Maybe that's why they asked me to do this, but I have to say it was an exciting opportunity.
Well, this being that you were here to wave the green flag to start this race, tell me a little bit about that experience. What did you think?
Well, it's pretty exciting being up there right on top of the ladder, and a little scary, too, because I didn't want to drop that flag. I understand that has been done before, but that means the race stops. And when I left home, my husband said, remember, this takes a bit of a coordination.
So you were up there waving the green flag as these vehicles got into full speed by the time they probably came underneath you. Just physically, doesn't that, you know, it's kind of like it's loud. It's, you know, there's a lot. I guess it just sort of makes you vibrate with all that noise.
Yeah, it gives you quite a bit of hype. It makes you want to be out there in the truck. And I'm not a person, my husband might be surprised to hear me say that, but it just sort of fills you with a lot of excitement for these young drivers. And as we got to meet each of the drivers when they came across the stage, you could tell that they were ready for this. They're very intense. They were very thankful for the sponsorships, which was just heartwarming up there. Very sincere handshakes, and they were ready to go.
So what does this mean to you as a corn grower to see this kind of promotional effort and the audience and stage it puts you on?
Well, what it does is it puts what we do out in the forefront of folks, and I think the fact that we're just a little over 1% of the population, and by that I mean farmers, are just a little over 1% of the population, and so about 98-99% of the people don't know what happens on the farm. They don't know where their food and their fuel comes from, and so this gives us an opportunity to talk with people who are here at the race. And this afternoon I talked with a lot of families who it was the first time they had seen a combine close up. With a corn hat on it, and they let their kids climb in the combine, and we had some good conversations.
Well, it's so nice to have this chance to meet with you here. Really enjoying what is going on out here at Chicagoland Speedway with the Illinois Corn Growers and American Ethanol. Appreciate what you all are doing. Certainly believers in it ourselves. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.